This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I'm excited about our guest today, Swish Goswami. He's built a multi-hyphenate career, 22 years old. He's already a serial entrepreneur for a long time, LinkedIn youth editor, past Fortune 500 consultant for companies such as Google, American Express, and others, a venture capitalist, a UN youth ambassador, three-time TEDx speaker, disruptor, curator, a builder, an influencer, and CEO and co-founder of TrueFan. Swish, thanks for spending a few minutes with us today.
Thank you for having me. Really appreciate it.
What are you most excited about right now? Because I know you've got a thousand opportunities, and I can hear it, I can see it. But what are you most excited about right now, just in any way, personal or professional?
So I think on the personal side, I'm incredibly excited about learning how to drive. I actually bought a driving simulator for myself in my house that I've now quarantined myself into, and I'm just learning how to drive. You know, I'm learning how to drive a manual too, so I'm pretty excited about that. With the clutch and everything. And then on the professional side, I'm definitely obviously excited about this kind of new approach we're taking with first party data, and we're planning to raise another round by the end of 2020 and potentially acquire one more company. And so I think it'll be a pretty exciting end to the year for us. And I'm excited to see kind of where we go in 2021 when it comes to potentially building this end-to-end data solution that can help brand or creator generate, segment, and analyze their first and third party data.
Very exciting. I wish they'd had that simulator when I taught my brother-in-law how to drive about the manual about 6-7 years ago. My neck still hurts to this day from teaching him in real time in a parking lot. So if I had known that was available, that would have been a big asset for us.
Yeah. I was in the cottage actually last week, and my brother's wife was like, let's go take the car out. And we took this car out, and God, I think her neck probably got whiplashed like 4 or 5 times by the amount of like sudden brakes that I put on.
Yes.
That she was just like, stay at the simulator, just use the simulator, you'll get good.
I love that. Swish, any final things you want to share? Any final advice or top thoughts right now as far as biggest lessons, recent lessons learned, or a hack you have right now, just something top of mind?
Yeah, top of mind right now, honestly, and I woke up to this actually, is around your network. You know, obviously, a lot of people are going through a really rough time right now. And I think the one silver lining with COVID that it's given us is that you don't now need an excuse to go back to people you connected with 4 or 5 years ago just to say, hey, how's it going? You know, we don't need that excuse anymore. Everyone can do it because we've all gone through a pretty rough year, I think, in certain aspects. So feel free to do that. You know, look back at your network and think, all right, who are the people that I connected with 3, 4, 5 years ago that made a difference in my life? And even if you haven't talked to them in a while, I would highly encourage you to reach out to them, because you never know again where some opportunities come from and where they can lead to.
Derek Champagne here. I want to connect with you if you're listening to the Business Leadership Series. We can connect on LinkedIn or send me a message at Derek@DerekChampagne.com. I look forward to connecting.